Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. No better guy to talk about a Bucks sweep of the Boston Celtics, the Detroit Pistons. They wrapped it up last night. They go at the Boston Celtics starting up this weekend. He is the man. He's the original Buck. John McLaughlin joining us now here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Johnny Mack, appreciate the time, man.
Hey, guys. You know, I always love coming on with you. How are you all?
Well, we're doing fantastic after last night.
In the studio?
We're all here, Johnny Mack.
We're here, Johnny Mack.
Okay, guys.
You ready,
Gary?
To go,
let
man.
It rip.
Let's rock.
You ready?
Yeah. We don't need to talk about Detroit, do we?
No. Go ahead, get it, Billy. No. We got to ask you about this Boston Celtics team first, Johnny Mack. As this series is going to be really just one for the ages, it's going to be a great series coming up here, starting this weekend.
Well, it is. I think now at this point, they're all going to be great series. Moving forward after the first round, 1-8, and the other series as well, both, you know, with Indiana and Boston, Boston sweeping. These are going to be competitive, guys. Any one of these remaining teams could come out of the East, and the Bucks are going to be challenged. There's no question about it, but it's a great time to have the home court advantage.
You know what, Johnny? I'm just, I don't know about you, but it just feels like every step of the way, you just see Giannis just getting better and better. I mean, I don't even know what the ceiling is. I mean, but you can just see this guy growing right in front of your face.
How did you like that one move where he had the double pump, fouled,
yep,
threw it up and went? I mean, Reggie.
Well, people were trying to say that was better than the Michael Jordan pump that he did over James Worthy.
It was pretty good, that's for sure. Well, he is so good. Even a few years ago when I was, you know, last year and the year before when I was still doing games.
Right.
I kept talking about Giannis growing like a chia pet in front of us, mm-hmm, from the day he got here. I've never seen anything like it, quite frankly, in all the sports, because if you go back through the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, most players had a production line, had a growth line that you could see, you know, through high school, through college, through the early years in the NBA. You didn't have that with Giannis. There was no line to look at, no history. And when you watch him come in at 18, skinny as a rail, and what he's done and how he's improved and how he's grown in front of us, it's a combination of God-given talent, but also extremely hard work that he puts in. I can't recall anything that compares to this in my mind historically.
All right, John. So it's been a long time coming since they won a stupid series. I mean, a long, long time, obviously. And they're doing it in a new arena with this whole new Fear the Deer District or whatever out in front of it. And Gary was talking about this earlier in the show as far as when you look around this arena, you're seeing more and more younger people showing up to games that maybe you have seen in the past 20 or so years. Have you noticed the buzz change at all differently around this team, around this organization throughout the year when you've been out?
Yeah, I have. I think the new building has lent to it, Sparky, as you indicate. And obviously, everybody, you know, there's a younger two or three generations that have come forth since 01, and certainly if you go further back to the 80s and then the championship and all that, it's a totally different world. It's a different NBA. The way they play, what they do, what you see, the way that the game is set up, the way it's coached. Everything's different around it, and I think the new building in Milwaukee in particular has had a lot to do with it. You can't even design the perfection as to what has happened here in terms of we get a new building at the time that the team becomes a very unique, special, very good team. So all that coming together, Sparky, I think it's changed everything around it completely.
John McLaughlin joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, let's get to this Boston series because I think a lot of people expected them to beat Detroit, which they swept them, which is great. Boston is the team, you know, that pretty much last year did, you know, put you out of the playoffs. But again, Uncle Drew, well, Kyrie Irving did not play last year. They had Rozier and some of these other guys. They took them to seven games, but it seemed like you won on your home court. Now with the Bucks having home court advantage and these teams are on a collision course to get to the finals, I would have to give the edge to Milwaukee from home court. But we also had a question, which all-star would you take, Kyrie Irving or the Greek Freak? Now, we're not going to ask you that question, but what I'm thinking is
– You can ask it.
Well, we'll go ahead and do it then.
You're the great one, man. You're a Hall of Famer. You can ask anything.
Well, which guy would you take in the playoffs?
I would take Giannis over any other player in the NBA. If I'm an owner or a coach or a GM, and I'm starting a team or whatever,
yes,
I'd take Giannis because of a lot of reasons. One, I take him over everybody, and that includes LeBron because – he's got total upside in front of him. He's still a young person. He's an international star. So if you look at the business side of it, money, this dude's going to sell more jerseys internationally than anybody else over time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, so from a business perspective, he's the right pick. From a perspective on the court, he's got more upside. When he gets a mid-range jump shot, he doesn't need a three. When he gets a mid-range jumper, who can even begin to check him? So I take Giannis every time, and I agree with you in the series. The home court's critical. I kind of hope it doesn't go that far. Boston's really good, well-coached, and they've come together at the right time this year because they have their problems throughout the year that they seem to have resolved. But the team that's more different from last year are the Bucks.
For sure. I totally agree with you. And the other aspect is this. Everybody knows that listens to me knows how much I love me some Brad Stevens as a coach.
Yep.
So for sure, and my love hasn't changed necessarily. They just have had chemistry issues, I think, has been their biggest problem that he's partly responsible for. But the other person that we've learned a lot about, and maybe we knew some about watching him in Atlanta, but now we know more about him, is Budenholzer, who's probably going to win Coach of the Year. What things has he done that's maybe impressed you throughout the course of his first year with the Bucks?
Well, I agree with you, the Brad Stevens. Plus, he's an Indiana kid, you know.
Yeah.
I still take Budenholzer over Brad Stevens right now today. I'll take Buden over him any day of the week.
Hey, guys, I'm telling you what Bud's done here, remarkable. Is the Bud the kind of coach I would want to play for if I was 24 again? You're darn right.
You got that right.
Shoot, let it fly.
Let him shoot.
That too. That yes. Especially. But the system he's instilled, the way he stayed with it, the way he communicates with these players, the way he makes adjustments, very impressive. Coach the playoffs with anybody. So, Sparky, I'm with you all the way. I mean, you know, the John Horst made a lot of great moves, and they made a lot of great pickups in the offseason in terms of players, and we could talk about each one and debate, but Coach Bud was the number one.
The other thing about this too, John, is you know Malcolm Brogdon has been out, and they're hopeful that he'll be back for the second round, saying no in the next 3 to 5 days. I think they probably already know, but they're just having some gamesmanship here, which is fine. But Sterling Brown has really stepped up in this time of Malcolm Brogdon being out and Pat Connaughton, and both have been huge for this Bucks team.
Sparky, when you talk about this team now, and you named them, and there's more.
Sure.
What they have done down the line, depth-wise, it's remarkably impressive. And it says a lot, I think, for the work ethic with the leader leading in work ethic, but the basketball intellect with some of these guys that's coming through. And in the playoffs, you need not just talent, but all you guys know this. You need basketball brains. You need commitment. You need all of those things as you go deeper and deeper into the playoffs. And to me, Boston, Toronto, Philly, we're going to get one of those other two. I mean, each of these series are going to be equally difficult, and I think just as difficult as probably a final round. So all three series are setting up to be really demanding, really tough, and you've got to have all those players, everybody healthy, and everybody engaged intellectually.
John McLaughlin talking Bucks with us here on The Fan. Just what kind of a player and a person have you seen Giannis be off the floor that is as surprising as what he can do on the floor?
Well, you know, everybody's heard all of these things, but it's wonderful to watch. And that's one of the things that I like about him. I really dislike players that are showboats and difficult, and there's a lot of that, not only today, but there always has been. This guy is a wonderful human being. He's engaging. He cares. He's one of the hardest workers I've ever seen in any level of pro sports in my experience. And he's just a 10 in every category. And he's a pleasure to be around. He's a leader. His teammates follow him because of his work ethic, but by what he does. It's the walk, not the talk. You can't say enough about Giannis. You just can't. It's remarkable.
You know what, Jenny Mac? For me, there's been a lot of great players in Bucks history, but I mean, I can really only go back to the 80s, you know, when Don Nelson was coaching. You had Sidney Moncrief, and I saw Marcus Johnson play a little bit, and then, you know, just move a little bit forward. You had Ray Allen, Big Dog, but it's just incredible now to see a guy like Giannis, who I think is a transcending player. I mean, you know, those guys are great in their own right, but this guy here, I just thought we could never get one of those kind of guys here in Milwaukee.
Well, you are right on. You named, you know, a lot of wonderful, great Buck players, and they were all stars and all kinds of things, and none of them have the total package that Giannis has. As good as each one have, you can go to Sidney, who we all respect greatly.
Yeah.
Giannis has much more to bring to the table than him, than Marcus, than Ray, than all of them. Because you're right, he changes the course of the game. He can dominate it. And how many players can do that? I played with two of the 10 or 12 greatest ever in Kareem and Oscar. Could they dominate and change a game? They could. They didn't do it with quite the same force of magnitude that Giannis does because of the way he plays. It's different styles, and it's not comparing apples and apples, but we are so blessed to have this young man here, and look at John Horst and John Hammond, who found him.
Yeah.
And we all here in Milwaukee get to watch it and delight in it. It's been fun.
Well, on the side note to that, then, how do you get a guy like Chris Middleton then to is it difficult for a guy like Chris Middleton to play with a guy like Giannis?
I don't think so.
Or to reach his full potential?
I don't think it should be. I mean, you know, I throw this out all the time, and I know I shouldn't every time, but I play with Kareem and Oscar. Well, I didn't find it difficult. People would say to me when Kareem came, "Oh, John, it must be great for you. You get to play with Kareem." Well, actually, from my style, I was better with Wayne Embry. I scored more points with Wayne Embry setting screens for me. Kareem, he didn't see a screen he ever liked. He would set a screen with his butt.
I mean, right.
He, you know, if you ever saw it.
Right.
But you know you're on a better team with great players, so you adapt your game and find your game within that because you're going for a ring, not for individual points or accolades. And I think Chris Middleton is absolutely built that way. Could he score more without Giannis? That's debatable. They can set defenses on him differently. But, you know, he's got the main goal in sight, and that's championship. And therefore, you adapt accordingly within that system, which, Leroy, I know you see that, you know, with football all the time in Green Bay. And somebody might be greater in a different system, but then might not be on a better team.
Right, because it seems like he's the guy that has sacrificed the most on his team. Because I think he could do more or score more if he wanted to, but it just feels like he has sacrificed the most out of this team.
Well, I think that may or may not be true, because I would say this. If he didn't have what he has around him here, they could set their defenses against him different, and now he would have a greater challenge.
Sure.
Because he would be the guy they're keying their defense on rather than Giannis and all of the above, you know, on the Bucks team.
You know, John, talking with John McLaughlin here on the Wendy's Big Show, when you look at the Eastern Conference playoffs, do you think in your heart of hearts that the Bucks should be that team representing the East in the NBA Finals based on what you see?
Well, I'm going to say yes for two reasons. One, we have the best record in the NBA, and we have really – I'm throwing into my first comment one, and we one of the best, if not the best, defensive team. And number two, I'm a Milwaukee Buck. I mean, I'm going to pick us, but it will not be easy. The three remaining teams that of two that we would have to face, whether it's going to be Philly or Toronto, I think it's going to be Philly. If they've got so much talent, they've got more depth of talent than Toronto. It's going to be rough. I mean, the Bucks have to be the very best they can be, and that defense in the playoffs is critical because there are no surprises. But I'm the Bucks. Yes.
Hey, you know, Johnny Mac, from shooter to shooter, this is what this is really.
This
here
we go.
From
here
shooter.
We go.
Hold on.
Come on.
I just want to ask a question.
What do you mean from shooter to shooter?
I can't help because you guys can't make outside shots.
Johnny Mac's not going to come up to you. Hey, Leroy, from strong safety to strong safety, man.
Well,
Cover two is a really tough spot to play.
From shooter to shooter. This is what I want to know. It's spring break for all the kids out there, and it's I get it. Everybody want to be able to handle the ball, put it between your legs, but they shoot air balls. I want kids to go back to the art of shooting. Why don't more young kids work on shooting the basketball? That's how you separate yourself. Separate yourself.
You know, Leroy, from Lambo Leaper to Lambo Leaper.
right. There you go.
From shooter to shooter.
Shooting, I mean, proficient shooting.
Right.
Kind of
proficient.
Disappeared through the Jordan era because highlights, you always saw spectacular dunks. And the NBA kind of went that way. Not just Jordan, but, you know, the league. And shooting started to disappear from the NBA, which means it had disappeared down through the ranks. It was disappearing at the same time that the three-point line came in, which to me has never made any sense. Plus, the most fun part of the game for most people is shooting.
Mm-hmm.
So why did outstanding shooters disappear? People have forgotten that Michael Jordan could shoot the ball, you know, not just dunk it. He could shoot it at you know, not deep range, but mid-range, but deep enough. And why did it disappear all those years until the foreign-born players started coming in with Dirk? And now, moving forward, I think we started the season this year with 104 foreign-born players who bring in shooting, not the American athlete, but the foreign-born shooter. So it's taken years for the shooters to start to reappear a little bit, and the emphasis on the three-point line and the foreign-born players. And I've always tried to figure that out. And I think my answer is a little bit in-depth, but number one, a lot of the great players have come from big cities.
Yes.
In big cities, you don't get to go pick the ball up and go in your backyard and shoot for 2 hours. You got to play in games. Because you go down to... you know, the local area, and there's guys down there playing. You're playing. You don't get to spend time on individual skills like shooting. I got to shoot for hours in my backyard alone growing up in a small town in Indiana. Number two, AAU basketball. It's taken over, and now it's game, practice, game. And there's not as much time spent alone, individually, on skills.
Yeah.
And to me, it's been a complex issue in regards to all of those things that are part of the recipe.
Right. And here's the last thing I have for you is, now, based on what you just said, do you ever think a foreign-born young man can be the face of the NBA like the Greek Freak? Can he be the face of it? Right now, it may be LeBron, whatever, whoever you want, KD. When those guys are gone in the next 2 to 3 years, they're going to be gone. Or, matter of fact, they may still be here. Can Giannis be the face of the NBA?
Well, you know, if they're good enough, Dirk became the face of the Dallas Mavericks for quite a long time. Now,
sure
not
did.
NBA, but
sure
Dallas.
Did.
He did. And yes, I think there absolutely can be. It's a world game now. And as years go by, maybe not in my era, but you're going to see more Chinese players because it's their most popular sport and they have, what, 1.2 billion people. You're going to see perhaps more players from countries that we haven't seen because it's so popular. And I think it can happen, absolutely.
I just want to say something. Bucks basketball has been synonymous with John McLaughlin.
Synonymous?
For as long as I can remember. And while I enjoy Marcus Johnson and Steve Novak, don't get me wrong, I miss my John McLaughlin on Bucks broadcast. But
well, we're
I
a little biased, but we do
you
miss
guys
you.
You guys are very biased. Sparky, thank you. I will be honest with you guys. You know, I don't miss doing all the games and the travel and working every game. I don't miss that. I miss going on the air and just talking about it.
Right.
And the input I get from all the fans. Thank you. That means a lot to me.
And if they win a ring, you're going to get one. So don't worry about it. We got you. We got you. We got you covered.
I think it may be coming, guys.
Yep.
Well, we're hoping it does. And John, any opportunity that we have on you on here to talk Bucks, we are greatly appreciated. We know the fans of Milwaukee basketball are excited.
Well, you guys are loyal to me. And that's never forgotten on me. So thank you.
Appreciate it, John. We'll talk soon, all right?
All right, guys.
Yep. John McLaughlin, number 14, the original Buck, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Holiday. You're right. He would get his own
float
during the parade.
Yeah. The big show will be last. We'll be last.
We are going to have some fun with him at that parade celebration.
Yeah.
Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. You know who else is going to have a big float at that parade?
Who that?
Gina Della.
She knows she's going to have a big float, cuz.
She might be, like, in the third row.
Oh, man.
She'll have, like, Sterling Brown and, like, Pat Connaughton on her float.
She have a float just built full of windows, but the windows going to be heist up.
Heist?
Yeah, I like
that. What is heist that? Could you explain what heist would mean?
Just putting something a little taller than you are.
Yeah, they're going to be let up.
Okay.
Your windows being open. Here's something they got to open for you right now.
Heist is the same as hinch. You can hinch it up, too.
Like, hinch it up.
You're putting a picture up. You don't have a ladder.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
You don't have a ladder.
Hinch
you would call you over to put it up for us. We don't have a ladder or a step stool. We would call you.
Speaking of windows being open, here's what they got for you guys.
At Pella Windows
and Doors. At Pella Windows and Doors.
Of Wisconsin. Yeah, give
it 0% financing.
He'll see Dean Murray in a minute.
0% down. No payments till June of 2020. Go check my good friends out right now at Pella Windows and Doors.
Guy,
I don't know if you heard me, guys. 0% down, 0% financing, no payments until June
and
of 2020.
Interest.
Guys, that's free money. That's free money.
That's amazing.
June of 2020. Go check my good friends out at Pella Windows and Doors right now. Leroy, how you can get a hold of my good friends?
Go to PellaWI.com, and it's a live chat.
Live chat.
Right now, you can talk to a representative. Get him out to your house. Tell him I want Pete to come over and start measuring. I mean, the guy's amazing. He gets over there in 24 hours. He can get everything installed. You know, listen, the weather is changing, okay? So now's the time to save money. You save money on the heating bill. Now we're going to save money on the cooling bill, okay? So just pick up the phone and leave a message if you can't get somebody. But they're waiting to hear from
you.
262-783-6600. That's 262-783-6600. And I got another nugget for you guys.
Nugget?
If you really like Johnny Mack like we do, he'll be at my boy in Waukesha Sports Car, Rob. He'll be taking care of my motor. May 25th. He'll be over there. Johnny Mack will be over there. So get over there and be
That's Saturday, Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So get over there and see Johnny Mack, man.
That's awesome. John McLaughlin on the Wendy's
Big Show. You
think
he would charge us if we got in line and we know him already?
Yes.
What do you think, Steve?
I think business is business, though.
Well, I mean,
you business would also is business.
Well, but Leroy, I mean, from one shooter to another, he wouldn't charge you.
Thank you, Steve. I love this guy.
Coach of the year for.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.